Galesburg's Morning News.
Good morning. It is 7:14. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Cameron Lyon. Thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Or excuse me, Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday, right?
It is
Wednesday. Okay.
Trying to get past something.
I know. Yeah, school board meeting last night and special bumper music. Can you tell me why? Either one of you.
Dr. John, I don't know.
There you go. Dr. John's right place, wrong time. Why? Why do I play that? Because we were joined this morning by the newly hired superintendent, Galesburg District 205, Dr. John Asplund. Good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, first off, congratulations and thanks for taking some time to come in with us here this morning after, again, a late board meeting last night. What, about 10 o'clock?
Yeah, somewhere in there, yeah.
Wow, my goodness. What a late one. All right. Well, again, congratulations on the position. You, for people that don't know, graduate of Rova High School. Of course, your dad had been at in the office at Butler for years and years.
Yes, he retired there in 1991.
Your father, Jim, your brother, Jim, your sister, Amanda, all you guys were always good students, always well-educated, and you started your teaching career in Knoxville, is that right?
Yeah, I taught in Knoxville for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I was actually there 4 years. It's a long story. I did my student teaching and observing there 1 year, so I was there 4 years total from 1993 to 1997.
And I think you have in common that you are, along with Jim, a graduate of the Western Illinois University. Is that right?
I have two degrees from Western, yes. I got my undergraduate from Augustana, and then my master's degree and my superintendent's endorsement are from Western, and then my doctorate's from ISU.
Okay.
So, yeah, you were like me. You've always just stayed in this neck of the woods to get education and positions, and it looks like you're going to be here for a while.
Yes, yeah. I took a little detour. I was down by Champaign for a little while and ended up in the Chicago suburbs for 7 years, and as I, you know, I grew up on a farm outside Oneida, so never could acclimate to the suburbs, so my wife and family moved back here to Fulton County 6 years ago, and now we're excited to be moving, obviously, closer and getting back to Knox County.
Yeah, so for the past 6 years, you've been the superintendent at Farmington Central Schools. But prior to that, you mentioned some time up in the suburbs. You had Braidwood, Reed, Custer, and then up northern suburbs.
Yes, so. I was in Lake Bluff, Bluff Elementary School.
So you have been in a big school district like District 205 then?
Yes, I have experience with Lake Forest High School with 1,700 students, and that was our feeder school, and so I spent a lot of time there. And so, yeah, it's not completely foreign.
Is a superintendent's position greatly different based on the size of a school, or is it pretty much the same outside of obviously bigger budgets and more people to be concerned?
There are a lot of variances. I've been a superintendent in a small rural school district, and I've been a superintendent in a suburban school district, and the size absolutely matters. The relative wealth of the school district absolutely matters. The proximity to other urban areas, absolutely matters. So every district's a little bit unique, and this will be the largest school district I've been in charge of. But there's a lot of similarities to a lot of the districts I've worked in.
Well, being here in the state of Illinois, we've talked with you about this in the past. Of course, Ralph Grimm, Joe Sornberger at Rova, Steve Wilder at Knoxville, and on. That you being in the state of Illinois, it's also a unique position. And there are a few districts, and in fact, your district currently in Farmington actually is doing pretty well at this point.
Yes, we've been very fortunate at Farmington. We have pretty healthy fund balances, although those are dwindling this year. The state currently owes us over $1.1 million. And that obviously puts a strain on a $14 million budget that we have at Farmington. So we're still doing well financially there, and that's through a lot of hard work from everybody, sacrifice from everybody, and we're blessed there also, though. And Tom, you've been there many times. Our facility generously helps our financial situation when you have one pre-K through 12 structure under one roof, it's all new, and you don't have to worry about a lot of the maintenance things, and you have economies of scale with employees. So that's definitely something that won't be transferable here to 205, but Farmington is still doing very well financially, but needs some help from the state, hopefully soon.
Ralph talked about sending Tom and Jim down to break some legs in Springfield. I don't know if that's going to help at all, but
I think our days of doing that are long gone.
I think so, too.
Hey, John, Farmington, we go to the school there at least a couple times a year for hometown heroes or different things, and just always impressed by the facilities and the people. I mean, it's just a really good district now. And then if we drive downtown, we see the old school. How long has it been? Has it been 20 years, or how recently has it been since they put that new structure
out
there?
Yeah, the new building was constructed in 2004. So okay. This is the very first graduating class that went kindergarten through senior year.
Oh, wow.
At this facility. Mm-hmm. So 13 years, although it looks a lot newer.
It does. Well, the solar panels on top, it makes it look very modern.
Right, yeah, and we've been able to use the 1 cent facility sales tax that obviously 205 has here, and we have it in Fulton County and in Peoria County as well. So we've been able to do modernization of the building that way as well. So it's a really, I mean, I can't overstate how hard a decision this was for me and my family, because we absolutely love Farmington. The people there are super spectacular, great, have been nothing but great. Kids are great. My kids love it there. But this is home. So, you know, home is just too great a pull.
Well, and I think one of the things that people need to know, that this, as a superintendent job goes nowadays, this is something long-term for you.
Yeah, this definitely should be. Yeah, I mean, I have, who knows what the state's going to do with
well,
pensions.
There's that.
Everybody
there's
has their
that.
Opinion
yeah.
on that. But, you know, all of us as educators have been working towards a retirement point at some point. And based on the current math of the situation, I have 10 years left, and you know this would be the idea to be, you know, retire from here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and obviously this is not the easiest, and there's no easy superintendent jobs, but the one here in Galesburg has been, I think, especially tough over recent years for various reasons. But you go in with eyes wide open, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely, and people have been very open and honest with me about what, you know, the concerns are here at Galesburg. I've worked in very wealthy districts, and this sounds like I'm being crass, but I'm not. And I found that in wealthy districts, people invent problems. Even when when money isn't a problem, they find other problems, and that's actually a lot more frustrating, because they don't spend enough time appreciating what they have. And it's really frustrating to say, you know, hey, we're here for the kids. Let's really kind of focus what we're doing. Why are we dealing with these problems that people just make up? Whereas here, not that I would wish these problems on anybody, at least everybody appreciates what they are. And so you can kind of rally around what those situations are. And a lot of them are external forces we can't control. But, you know, you got to deal with what you can deal with.
John Aspen joining us, the newly hired superintendent, Galesburg District 205, currently at Farmington Central Schools as superintendent. And, yeah, I guess it doesn't matter what district you're in, what size, the wealth of the district, there are problems everywhere. And being in the state of Illinois, you know there are going to be problems. And really, I mean, there's not that many districts, especially, I mean, a lot of them in the suburbs that, you know, have enough of the tax base with the way the current funding system works. But there's not that many downstate districts aside from like a Dunlap and maybe a Morton, Chatham, Glenwood, some of those that don't have the same issues that we're facing here in District 205, and no matter what the size of the district.
No, that's very well said, Tom. That and it's not the suburban schools' fault. They're only playing by the rules that the state made. But those schools, those districts with a lot of property wealth are doing better, generally speaking. And you hit the ones downstate that are doing exceptionally well. But, you know, those schools up north shouldn't be villainized for taking advantage of a system that was given to them. But we shouldn't be penalized for the same token. So at some point in time, you know, the can can only be kicked down the road so many times. And I've been a superintendent 15 years, and I know in all of that time we've been saying louder and louder and louder, you have to solve this problem. This can't be delayed. And it just keeps getting delayed. And I don't want to be sitting here 9 years from now. I don't have any hair for anybody that's listening on radio and doesn't see me before. But if there's any left anywhere, it'll all be gone. I don't know what to do, because at some point, everybody in Illinois needs to come together to figure out how to do this for everybody. And I think that's the biggest problem. As I've lived in lots of different parts of Illinois, there's not necessarily a sense of the state. People go, I'm from northeastern Illinois, or I'm from Cook County, or I'm from Will County, or I'm from Lake County, or I'm from Little Egypt, or I'm from northwest Illinois. There's not a lot of rallying around the concept of the state of Illinois and what's good for everybody. And until we get to that point, I really don't know that we're ever really going to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask if we're any closer. I know superintendents, you've been talking to representatives, you've been talking to Springfield about funding, but that issue in particular is in the change in the funding system. I know Andy Menar, one of the state representatives
senators,
mm-hmm. has been working on that for several years and several different proposals. But I mean, so it doesn't sound like we're any closer than we have been.
No, the closest we ever came was actually back in the 90s. Governor Edgar had put together basically the same proposal, and the Republicans in DuPage County essentially killed it then, because it was seen as a loser for the schools up there at the time. And I'm not, I'm an equal opportunity blamer. I mean, there's Democrats that are doing some things too, so I didn't mean to put it that way. But at the time, that certainly seemed to be the closest we've ever been. And then since then, it's always just been somewhat of a turf war. And obviously, you have an entrenched Speaker of the House that has a tremendous amount of power. And a lot of this is kind of, he's insulated from a lot of these problems because where he is, you know, they seem to be doing just fine. So unfortunately, right now, it doesn't appear as if the solution is on the horizon anywhere that I can see.
Well, I think, and we've talked about this too, local taxpayers have been asked to pony up more in every district, or at least in most districts. And it's not the first thing that we want to do, but you realize that the kids come first. And so, you know, the state has passed some of that responsibility down. But as you were saying, if this goes on for more years, I think the local taxpayers at some point are going to say, enough's enough. We can't do this anymore.
Well, here's a figure for everybody to digest this morning. Sorry, everybody listening at home. I'm usually a cheerful person. Is that every day the state doesn't solve its financial problem it's in, it's costing all of us $11 million a day in interest payments on our debt. That's just to have the interest one more day. That's not to do anything. It accomplishes nothing. It pays banks. $11 million a day. If that figure alone doesn't get people angry and say you need to do something about this to our elected officials, then nothing ever will. I mean, it's insanity to me that they can't get something together as simple as a budget over the course of the last 2 years, and it's all over political turf wars, and it's beyond frustrating.
Then there's that double-edged sword of great, as a homeowner or property owner, the possible freezing of property taxes. That's great. Except we talked with Joe Sornberger about this. It's like, well, yeah, that's great, except unless you change the funding for schools, then what do we do when we need money? We can't raise property taxes. Then now what?
Right. That's a political gem for people that want to say, well, I'll freeze your property taxes. Well, great, but the money has to come from somewhere. So if you freeze property taxes, which if that's the law, that's what will happen. So we'll have class sizes of 60, and we'll have, you know, kids getting taught in the gym, and, you know, we don't know what we're going to do, because at some point there's just no money left, and it's just math. I mean, it's not really something that's really political. It's just math. There's only so much money, and we have to have money to open the doors.
And aside from money issues, another thing in Galesburg, we're coming off of it, and hopefully for the long term it'll be better. We had labor issues, the teacher strike a few years ago, a lot of publicity about that. I'm sure you're well aware of that, but we've got pretty much a whole new school board, and hopefully a little new attitude on give and take, that maybe we won't have to deal with that again in the future. And I'm sure that's something you've discussed.
It's something I'm definitely aware of, absolutely. And I've negotiated or been part of 8 different contract negotiations in school districts. So I understand that process very well. And obviously every district has its own dynamic. And you know, when I got to Farmington, they had not been long from a strike. And not that every situation is transferable, but we've had 3 very positive negotiations in the time that I've been at Farmington. I'm sure everybody's going to come to the table with their best expectations, and hopefully this will be moving forward in a positive way. We have another year to kind of feel it out, but you know, I know the people that have been here doing it, you know, for the union and the management now, have done a great job as well. They're trying to represent each side, and it's, you know, when you're talking about everybody's tax dollars and everybody's children, it's always highly emotional, and it always will be, and it should be. And so, you know, it's something that we have to take very seriously. I'm sure nobody's going into this next year going, oh, I hope we strike. I mean, that's, right. You know, that should be the last thing that we try to get to. So, I'm always a pretty positive person. So I'm going to go in believing that things will turn out well as long as we behave appropriately and everybody comes in with their best ideas. And I'm sure we'll come up with a positive solution.
John Aspin joining us, the newly hired superintendent of Galesburg District 205. Let's talk. I know we get in the budget now that it's all negative. Let's talk about some of the positives. And, you know, obviously you being from the area, you wanted to be in this area. Talk about some of the positives you know about District 205. And we know we've got some great educators here. My kids came up through this system here, some great educators, some great coaches, and some things outside the district that help, you know, the Solutions Program at the Y and some other things really helping the youth. We get some really good things going on here in District 205.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with, you know, I was here, I left in 97, as I said, and I remember as a child when Gale Products left, and I remember, you know, obviously then when Butler and Maytag left, and you know, there was obviously a long grieving process that had to go through that. But I've really started to see, and I've read the local, you know, I've read the Register Mail, I've kept a subscription online for years, and have read it all across my travels of Illinois. I've been very impressed with how the city and the community has really tried to reinvent itself over the last decade or so. And I think that, you know, obviously that's going to take a while when you have 100 and so years of one way of, you know, running your economy. Trying to come out of that isn't going to take a minute. It's going to take a lot longer. So I've been really impressed with a lot of the forward thinking that's been going on. And it really, kind of as a funny aside, last September I was approached by Peter Schwartzman from Knox College, who's also a city councilman here, about coming down to visit our solar facility there at Farmington, and really started talking to them then. And he and David Amore came down and spent some time in our facility. And this is long before I even knew Ralph was going to retire or anything. I mean, it just was kind of fortuitous. And talking to them about their vision for what it would look like to have a lot more renewable energy in the community. And that's something, obviously, we've embraced in a large way at Farmington. And I was very excited about that, to hear that there's a lot of these things going on, because I'm one that also believes renewable energy is, it should be very much a part of the future of any economic situation here in any community, not just Galesburg or Knox County. And so that's very exciting to me. I personally know a lot of the educators in the school district. I know them to be great people. I know that there are, you know, just anybody that will devote their life to educating children is a great person. I'm sorry. I don't, you know, that person is a great person to me. Anybody that would do that for 35 years or more is a wonderful person. And so we have a lot of great people here. You know, there are a lot of people who, and I'll applaud all of the school board members that have spent all this time. You know, it's real easy to go into a school board if you have millions in the bank and lots of money coming in. You're going to build a new facility. There's lots of fun things going on. You know, those folks that volunteer their time when they know it's going to be unpopular and it's going to be tough, they have, you know, an endless amount of my admiration for doing that. That's in any school district, that you want to come in and dig in and really be part of the solution. So, you know, the folks that are involved right now are wanting to do what's best for everybody. And we're obviously not going to make everybody happy every day, because that's literally impossible. But you try to follow a path. There's an old Russian saying that says, if you chase two rabbits, you'll catch neither of them. And I love that saying. You know, let's focus.
Can you
focus.
Say it in Russian?
No.
Okay, just check.
Give me a year, maybe. I don't know any Russian.
Okay.
But it's a great saying, and I think that's something that we'd really like to focus on here. Let's focus on one thing. You know, let's do one thing. Let's decide what that one thing is. What do we really hold dear, and let's try to make sure we do that really well. So, you know, I'm very, very excited to get in and really just meet everybody and find out what's really going on in all the buildings and get to see all the great programs that are going on. Obviously, I've read about the Great Galesburg Shake now for years, and I, you know, want to take part in that.
Great event, by the way. I got to judge this year's second round, and I absolutely was so impressed with these kids. It was really amazing.
Well, and I always encourage people to come to the schools, because I think folks that haven't spent any time in schools in the last 10, 15, 20 years, you know, they may hear a lot of things out there about, oh, these kids. Kids are great. Kids do a fantastic job. Kids are really mature. Kids are funny. You know, they'll brighten your day every day. And having opportunities like the Great Galesburg Shake for the community to interact with the kids and to see what they're capable of doing, and giving kids an opportunity to increase their poise and their ability to, you know, the soft skills of employability are so important. What a great idea. And so I'm really excited to get involved in that as well. So, you know, I just can't wait to get started, but obviously I have another job to get back to today too. Yeah. So, and I've got to go to my son's 8th grade music concert. In Peoria, actually, at 11:30. So I have some
full
time.
Day.
But yeah, it's gonna be big. And then my daughter has a music concert tonight.
So. Wow. Well, thanks for giving us a little time this morning.
No, I'm thrilled to be here. I'm really. It's been quite a whirlwind. So.
And so Ralph Grimm will finish up on June 30th, then you will take over as of July 1st. Then.
Yes, and I signed a short contract to have 5 days of transition. I'm sure I'll be in more than five, but I'm sure my wife's listening right now. I won't use all my vacation for that, honey. And I also told my parents I'd say hi, mom and dad.
Hello to them as well.
Yeah, but I hope they're awake. I will be in periodically over the next 2 months, and you know, really trying to understand from the central office perspective, and then try to get into the buildings before the kids get out. And meet as many teachers as I can. And, you know, over the summer, obviously, I'll be here and trying to meet as many community members as I can and get out and really try to understand the situation and do as much listening as I possibly can for, you know, the first 90 days or so.
I don't know if they told you part of it. You'll have to be a regular with us too on the morning show. So
I think that's fantastic. I'll work on some jokes and I'll get some.
We need that.
And brush up on that Russian too.
I'm gonna work on. Actually, my nephew speaks Russian. I should
really.
Ask
so that, yeah. There you go. There you go. That'll be pretty simple for you then. Right. All right. Dr. John Aslan. John, thanks so much again. Congratulations, new District 205 Superintendent. Congratulations, and look forward to having you in the district and chatting with you more here on the morning show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.